the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced that USDA is awarding $50 million to 141 programs in 40 states through the Farm Labor Stabilization and Protection Pilot Program. The awards will help improve the resiliency of the U.S. food supply chain by addressing ag labor challenges, strengthen protections for farm workers, and expand legal pathways for labor migration. The program delivers on commitments made through the Los Angeles Declaration of Migration and Protection. U.S. sales of four-wheel drive tractors rose 9.4% in May compared to last year. Association of Equipment Manufacturers data shows the increase follows April 2024's uptick of 24%. Total U.S. ag tractor sales dropped 11.5% compared to May of 2023, while combine sales fell 17%. AEM Vice President Kurt Blades says after the resilience of the past 5 years, we're starting to see softness in pockets of the market. Bureau of Land Management Director Tracy Stone Manning was pressed by Republicans at a Senate Energy and Natural Resources hearing on topics like renewable energy, conservation, and mining. They accused her of advancing President Biden's agenda without listening to the people directly impacted. Stone Manning says she's committed to helping achieve the president's goals of eliminating carbon emissions from the power supply by 2035.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.